The family behind America's favorite cracker.
Our black licorice flavor have just arrived.
We got a lot of taste. Delicious.
It's me, Theo Hornsby from Tate. Stop acting like you don't know.
Say it with me. We are part of the upper crust.
Why don't we make crackers this good?
Why don't you go to boarding school?
You trying to bogart the show, dude?
They've got to keep it together before it all comes crumbling down.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Ciaffardini with the Go See Talk podcast experience. If you love Adult Swim, if you love Super Comas, you're going to be put in one. This show, Jason Ruiz and the entire cast, Jessica, Miley, David, they have quiet feet, they're strong and confident, and they will bust every funny bone in your body. Thank you for coming on the show. How's things in your world?
Very exciting. This is an exciting time. Can't wait for everybody to see the show. It's nuts.
Yeah,
it's nice for us. We did our work like so many months ago, and then we are actually watching it like fans because we didn't know how any of these insane storylines were going to turn out. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, great. Miley, let's start with you. Who would win in a fight, Bart Simpson or Matt?
I think Matt, because he's steady, he's stealthful. I think he observes more, and I think Bart is probably more reactionary.
I like you're going deep. This is great.
I'm going deep. But you know, as far as a fist fight, I think Matt would just probably just eat a donut and smash Bart in the face and then go back to eating donuts.
Yeah, you know? Take that, fourth grader.
I don't think he's violent, but I think he'd do what he'd have to do and be like, get out of here.
Or he's like an armadillo. Like, don't they roll up in a ball and then wait for people to like get bored and walk away?
Yeah.
Or like a possum, they just pretend to be, asleep or dead. Excellent. So this reminded me so much of like Beavis and Butthead, but I have fond memories of animation going back to when I was young. What were some of the first animated properties and characters that just spoke to you at a young age and still stuck with you?
Oof. I mean, I was a huge King of the Hill fan. Growing up, I always really, really loved everything about that show, specifically Bobby Hill. And then a little later on, from Adult Swim, me and my friends were big Aqua Teen Hunger Force guys. Just really loved everything they had going. Yeah, two of my favorites, probably.
I am so old. I'm so old. I didn't really grow up with a TV. I grew up all over the place. Overseas, so I wasn't like a kid that grew up watching animation or even TV that much. I was overseas, and then I was in college and I was broke. I don't know, I didn't have a TV. But when I really started loving it was I love sitcoms, but then I really started loving it when South Park and all those shows came on, like that to me, and The Simpsons, of course. So even though I feel like I started watching that kind of animation when I was way older than anybody. So, but definitely South Park was like this. I remember watching the short that it was based on and being like, what is this? This is hilarious.
Yes.
My animation goes back to the Flintstones.
Yeah, I would say I watched after school, I would come home, and this is like total Gen X kids. Come home, I don't know where my parents were. I would cram in like 2 hours of Flintstones back to back, like gigantic bag of Doritos, crack open a Coke, that was like my pre-dinner snack. Sometimes when I'm in the writer's rooms of my own shows, I'm like, was this a plotline of the Flintstones? Like, I think that and like Three's Company is like, unfortunately baked into me. I don't know where I end and they begin. And then as I got older, loved South Park. And also when Adult Swim came on, I don't know if I was in my early 20s, but my little brother, who had done various amounts of experimental drugs, was always sending me like, you got to check this show out. And I'm like, I'm not really their market, but yet as a comedian, like it was hilarious. So this feels like a throwback. This really feels like a vintage Adult Swim show.
I'm glad you said that. And it's so funny because, David, you mentioned Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I mean, these are the things that would be sort of shared with VHSs under the radar. And now it's so great that it's getting mainstream attention. And I have to say that, you have the Rockefellers, you have the Firestones, and now the Thorntons are going to be the next dynasty. I'm so glad that they are just getting their day in the sun. Boil crackers is hysterical. I mean, what do you tell your family when they're like, hey, I'm voicing these characters about a cracker dynasty?
I tell my parents, do not watch this show. I say such horrible things. Like, please, if you see it, don't watch it. And if you do, if my father watches it, I'm like, do not turn the sound on. I'm like literally live in fear they'll watch it.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I just tell them that, yeah, form your own opinions. Watch it for sure, stream it and all that. But I can't really give you a preview because how do you explain what happens in this show? You just got to kind of experience it.
Yeah, that's kind of my deal too. My family doesn't watch anything I do anyway. So just like, maybe if I tell them not to watch it, they'll watch it. You know, they'll be like, hey, were you in that movie 500 Days of Summer? I'm like, yeah, like 15 years ago, you know, just like.
They found it on an airplane. I think like my little brother this might be the only thing he watches or is proud of me for. And I'm excited about that. All been leading up to that.
I think my nephew's skateboard buddies, they're all 30. They're going to be like
give you right in the pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how much leeway did Jason give you to explore your characters? Because I think the great thing about this, I mean, there's so many things that I want after the show, because I think your characters have been embarked on me. I want an offensive secret handshake. I want to walk through life and go, I'm strong, I'm smart, I'm hot. And like, I want to have quiet feet. Like, what do you guys, you know, how much of yourselves found their way into the characters?
I mean, a little bit, but I think Jason had the world fully defined. He knew what he wanted. He knew how he wanted everyone to come across. And I think how all of our voices and personalities would play into that. So we came in with a real pretty set idea on how everybody was.
Yeah. And I think he like would write to us to the way our personalities are. I'd love to say I'm so different from Deb, but if you ask my husband, it's not so far off my aggressive personality. He would let us, if we wanted to put something in our own words or try a joke out or, you know, add a button to it, he was like so collaborative, and that's not always the case. So it was such a lovely job as a comedian. And you also felt really well taken care of because he's so funny. The scripts were already so funny. So you knew that like, you know, at the end of the day, if you added nothing, you would be amazingly funny in it. So you can't lose.
Yeah. That's exactly what I feel. And to add to that, I just think that it was also nice to be with, it was all there. It was all his, it was all there, but it was nice to have someone not be too precious about their words. You know, once in a while you get directors, creators that are just like, it has to be, and I'm a stickler for a script. Like I don't go, unless people tell me I can, the writer took time to write it. But he, you know, I'd be like, can I just say like, I'm going to go through the door instead of, you know, I want to go enter through the doorway, you know, and he'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And that kind of sets the tone for that looseness, but it's really, we're still not writing the show, you know?
Well, how do you amp yourselves up knowing that you know, no one's going to see your face? How do you animate your performance, your delivery? I keep thinking of like Robin Williams doing the genie in Aladdin. Like, how do you get to that level? Do they give you know, voice acting lessons? How do you do that?
Caffeinate. I was doing it at night in London. So I would have like three coffees and just see what happened. And then like, also it's very physical. Like the show, there's so many fight scenes, like extended fight scenes, that you had to really close your eyes and be like, this is the most humiliating. I'm going to fight with myself. And I just have to black out. It was like we blacked out. It would 3 hours would go by and you'd be like, what did I say or do? But that's when you're your funniest, is when you're like forced to get into your subconscious, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot of hand movements on my part.
Yes.
Stuff like that going on.
Mine was more like, eat a donut, say the line.
Take a nap. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't want to like blow the lid off this, but apparently you guys got picked up for a second season before the first season even came out. And the marketing on this is such that they're making billboards out of crackers. Like, I, you know, there's so much potential for the show, and I can't wait for the audience and the stratosphere to get all this humor. Do you have a favorite memory working with a certain person? I know that there's a certain comedian in episode 2 that is going to blow people's minds, but do you have a favorite line or experience from the show?
We didn't work with each other because of COVID.
Yeah, Gilbert Godfrey, like hearing him was so shocking. Yeah. We were like, oh my God. Like, you know, so that, like I said, we really are watching the show like we're seeing it for the first time. So that was, and Miley was saying she thought it was somebody who was doing a really good Gilbert Godfrey impression, you know, so.
I kind of thought that too, actually.
Yeah, it's funny to see people show up. I love seeing like a lot of my friends from the Upright Citizens Brigade are showing up. I got to, my nemesis is played by my actual best friend. So we got to, you know, physically destroy each other in animation. That was fun. I got to do a lot of my scenes with Jason, which was so lovely. Cause he, you know, is such this mild mannered, nice guy, you know? So it was really fun to get to develop that, like, you know, whatever that weird, unhealthy, but weirdly healthy relationship they have.
And I guess I thought the reason I asked that is I thought maybe you guys did table reads, you know, before you went into silos and started doing. So is that just an anomaly or is it never even happened in animation?
In animation anymore? I've done a few, but not really. They're usually kind of a disaster right now because everyone's on Zoom and you can't talk over each other. Even I did pilot readings on camera and those table reads, I don't know if you guys have done them.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're awful. Like I feel like it killed some projects I was in. Just, we should have just not done it, you know? So I don't think it would work with this show. I was just amazed by the editing too. Like, boy, they cut that stuff together so well. It was one of the best I've ever seen with those fight scenes and the arguments. And there are a lot of them, a lot of arguments. I loved it. And then the music was a big surprise to me. I don't know about you guys, but
Yeah. I remember saying to Jason, like a lot, I'd be like, wait, are you sure she's not too unlikable? Cause like he would be like, no, more aggressive, louder, go for it. And I'd be like, cause I'm so used to being like, oh, well, if you're a woman, you have to be a likable character, which is so annoying. But he was like, no, I want you to be as horrible as you can. You know, go further than you think. And that was really refreshing because then you don't have to worry about it. You can just like be as funny as you want. And he knew what he wanted. So you didn't have to worry about, you know, giving him what he wanted. He already knew.
All right. That is a perfect jumping off point. Thanks for your time, Ruben.
I killed a guy last night. Captain Cracker.
A new animated comedy from Adult Swim. Royal Crackers. Series premieres April 2nd at 11 on Adult Swim and the next day on HBO Max.
Steve, I gotta admit, that was one hell of a presentation.